Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Money Girl, a podcast that helps you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and award-winning author. You can learn more about me at lauradadams.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out my tools page. That has all the resources that I recommend for just about every area of your financial life, like saving, investing, building credit, managing money, and improving your productivity. If you own a home with a mortgage or want to be a homeowner one day, this show is for you. It's about an important topic that's commonly misunderstood called private mortgage insurance, or PMI. In this show, I'll explain what private mortgage insurance is and how to avoid paying for it in the first place. And if you're already paying PMI, you'll learn your rights for getting rid of it as quickly as possible so you can lower your mortgage payment and save more money. Don't worry about taking notes because I post the transcript for every show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. They also include additional resources that I think you might find helpful. Also, a lot of people ask me about where to find older podcasts that are not still in the feed on iTunes or other podcast apps. The full archive of weekly podcasts that go all the way back to 2007 are in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. There's so many shows that we just can't host the full archive. This is episode number 436 called Avoid Private Mortgage Insurance on Your Home Loan. Okay, let's get started talking about PMI. It's a special kind of insurance that lenders typically require you to purchase when you take out a conventional home mortgage with less than a 20% down payment. In other words, when you borrow more than 80% of the value of a property, expect to pay PMI, even if you have excellent credit. For example, let's say you want to buy a house for $200,000. And you've got $20,000 saved up for a down payment. Since you'll need to borrow the difference of $180,000 or 90% of the value of the property, you'd generally be required to pay PMI. And I'll tell you more about the cost of PMI in just a moment. The amount you borrow divided by your home's value is called the loan-to-value ratio, or LTV. The higher your LTV on a property, the riskier you are to a lender. So they mitigate their risk by requiring you to buy PMI. But remember that mortgage insurance protects the lender, not you. It covers a percentage of your lender's loss if you can't pay your mortgage and they have to foreclose. The only benefit that a borrower gets from PMI is that it does make it possible to qualify for a home loan that you might not otherwise be able to get. You're probably wondering how much PMI will cost if you can't make more than a 20% down payment on a home. Well, it varies depending on the type of mortgage you get, how much you put down, your credit, and the term of the loan. PMI could range from 0.2% to 1.5% of the balance on your loan each year. The annual cost is typically divided into 12 premiums and added to your monthly mortgage payment. Let's say you buy that $200,000 home from my previous example. You take out a 30-year fixed mortgage for $180,000. With a 90% LTV and good credit, your PMI will be close to $100 per month. Some lenders may require you to pay a one-time PMI fee at closing or ask for both monthly premiums and an upfront payment. If your lender offers more than one option, ask for a detailed pricing comparison so you can weigh the pros and cons and see what PMI structure is best for you. Now, lenders may offer low-down payment conventional loans with no PMI. However, here's the catch. They typically come with higher interest rates. What's right for your situation depends on factors such as how long you plan to keep the mortgage, your credit, and the going interest rate. If you don't have much money for a down payment, consider other types of mortgages backed by the federal government. One is called an FHA loan. FHA stands for Federal Housing Administration. These are available with as little as 3.5% down, even if you don't have good credit. Mortgage insurance is required, but you can roll it into your loan instead of paying for it out of pocket. Now, that does cause your loan amount and the lifetime cost of your loan to increase. It also means that, unlike with a conventional mortgage, you can never cancel mortgage insurance on an FHA loan. Another type of government-backed loan is a VA loan. That's for the Department of Veterans Affairs. These are available for U.S. service members, veterans, and their surviving spouses. VA loans require no down payment or mortgage insurance, but they do come with an upfront funding fee that really is categorized like mortgage insurance. The fee amount varies depending on factors like your type of military service, your disability status, whether you make a down payment, and if you've had a VA loan before. These types of mortgages may be more or less expensive than a conventional loan with PMI, so be sure to compare all your options carefully. One upside to paying PMI is that it's a tax-deductible expense when you itemize deductions on Schedule A. This applies to monthly premiums or PMI fees that you would pay at closing on a conventional, FHA, or VA loan issued after 2006. However, there is an income restriction to qualify for the PMI deduction. Your adjusted gross income cannot exceed $109,000 or $54,500 if you're married and file a separate tax return. How much PMI you paid during the year is listed on Form 1098. That's the annual statement that you're going to receive each year from your lender. I mentioned that it's possible to get rid of PMI on a conventional mortgage. The rules lenders have to follow for canceling PMI are part of the Homeowners Protection Act of 1998. If you're currently paying PMI, you should have received a document at closing with information about your rights for canceling it. And you should also receive an annual notice reminding you that you can request cancellation under certain conditions. There are three ways to cancel PMI that I'm going to cover.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday, and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion, and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling, and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Okay, back to how to get rid of private mortgage insurance. There are three ways. The first is to request cancellation. You can do this after you pay down your mortgage balance to 80% of the original value of the property. Now, you've got to pay the lender for an appraisal in order to prove that the current market value of your home is not lower than what you paid for it. This fee could range from $300, maybe even up to $1,000, depending on the size and location of your home. The second way to get rid of PMI is called automatic termination. This is supposed to happen by the lender when your mortgage balance reaches 78% of the original balance of the property. In this case, you do not have to pay for an appraisal because even if your home value is lower than what you paid for it, the lender must still cancel your PMI. And the third way is called final termination. This happens at the midpoint of your loan when you've got certain types of products like an interest-only loan, you have a balloon payment, or you were given forbearance by your lender. For example, if you have a 30-year interest-only mortgage, your lender must cancel your PMI after 15 years because that's the midpoint. And it doesn't matter if you have not paid it down to 78% of the original value of your home. However, I want you to be aware that your lender can deny your request for PMI cancellation under certain situations. You could be denied if you made late payments over the past 2 years, you have a lien on the property, or you have a high-risk loan that's over a certain amount of money. You'll need to get current on any outstanding payments in order to have PMI canceled either as a request, automatically, or as a final termination. If you're a homeowner with a mortgage, it's important to know when you can cancel PMI so you don't needlessly pay for it. Watch out for the following situations that might enable you to stop paying it sooner rather than later. The first situation is if the value of your home has risen. Home prices in many areas of the country have not rebounded since the last recession, but many have. However, your home's market value may still be up compared to its original purchase price, which could lower your loan-to-value ratio, get you closer to that 80% LTV where you can request a cancellation. The second situation you want to watch out for that could help you get rid of PMI is if you remodeled your home. Home improvements increase the market value of your home, which can get you closer to that 80% LTV. However, if you took out a home equity loan or a line of credit to finance the work, that reduces your equity. The third way is if you paid down your mortgage. If you sent extra monthly payments or you made a lump sum payment on your principal balance, having a reduced loan balance may have lowered your loan-to-value ratio. So getting rid of PMI is a great goal to have. However, I want you to make sure that you don't send extra money to your mortgage if you're not doing other things to give yourself a healthy financial life, like investing for retirement, getting an emergency fund established, and getting rid of high-interest debt. I've done many podcasts on the topic of when to pay off a mortgage and when not to, and how to prioritize your finances. I'll refer you to three podcasts that will help you understand if sending extra money to your mortgage is a good idea or not. I did a show called Should You Get or Pay Off a Home Mortgage? That's episode number 431. I did an older one called When Not to Pay Off Your Mortgage Early. That's episode number 364. And another one called Got Cash? What to Do with Extra Money? That may also help. That's episode number 421. Here's a quick and dirty tip to help you understand when you may be able to request a cancellation. Multiply your current mortgage balance by 1.25. So go back to your most recent mortgage statement or go online and find out exactly how much you owe right now. Multiply that number by 1.25. That's the minimum amount your property must be worth in order for you to have an 80% loan-to-value ratio. If you believe your property could appraise for that amount, contact your lender and find out how to move forward with a PMI cancellation. such as requesting it in writing, which is usually required, and paying for an appraisal that they order on your behalf. The sooner you get rid of private mortgage insurance, the more money you can save each month by paying less for your home. A big thanks to everyone who submitted 5-star reviews of the show in iTunes. Green Mom BR says, "No matter your current financial situation, Money Girl has understandable tips for improving it. Podcasts are long enough to be informative, but short enough for a lunch break." That's awesome. Thank you. And TX Bumper says, "I'm a longtime listener and even still say cha-ching at the end of every episode. I've been using Laura's straightforward and easy-to-understand advice to change my entire financial picture. She really helps remove the mystery from money. I tell everyone about the show. Thanks so much for doing what you do." Well, thank you, TX Bumper, for being such a longtime listener, and Green Mom BR. You guys are awesome. I read all the reviews that come in, and I want to encourage you to also take the time to either share the show with a friend or submit a quick review in iTunes if you're enjoying the show. It really helps us stay visible so more people can find us and stay inspired to live their best financial lives. So this one's for you, TX Bumper. Cha-ching! That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.